Together, we are Ash Friendly. Welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank you for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about the path that's like led me to this point of creating Ash Friendly. The path started like a long time ago when I was still trying to find out about myself in my 20s, still trying to find out what I'm doing, how to do things. But I had to learn so much that I just didn't realize I needed to know. I needed to know how to deal with people better. I needed to learn how to have better communication skills. I needed to be more organized. I needed to learn how to more understanding in the meaning and the purpose that I put everything together to creating Ash Friendly. I need just to work with people firsthand, with people with dementia, people who are autistic, people who are elderly, people who are disabled, so I could really understand their struggles, see what they go through, see what really challenges lie in front of them of just being. And it took time. It took step by step by step to create where I needed to go. And I just loved it. I embraced it. I soaked it up. I enjoyed all the failures and all the misfortunes and the people that I met so I could understand what I was doing. I had to find the right path and the right people that I'm working with now. But it took all the energy out of me, all my money, all my life to get to this point. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Because I love who I am now. I love what I do. I love how I help people. I love how I am creating a beautiful app and a community that's going to accept all types of people. There's nothing out there like that. And now there will be in November. The path wasn't the way that I wanted to do things, but the way that it was the way that it had to be. I didn't have to go down this road, but I had to, and I had to find out more about me. And when I gave up control of myself, and now I just let things happen, and I let the God do his good work and tell me what I need to do, show me where I need to go, how I need to do things, it's a lot easier. I have less stress, less anxiety, less emotions. I know what's going to get done. I just don't know how it's going to get done and what it looks like. But I know the people around me support me. And the people around me are behind me. And I don't have to worry about that. From the people that are in my tech world that are creating the app for me. From the people that I work with on the ground. That I'm suffering with massive disabilities. And the people that are in my own personal life. And my friends and my family. They're not many. But that's okay. I'm not supposed to have a lot. Because I have to focus on what I can do. I found a path to find great mentors, great leaders that I can look up to and ask questions and figure out how to become better, because I'm not the smartest person in the world, but doesn't mean I'm not willing to try and to look for myself directly and saying, this is who you are. I had to push sometimes to fail, and I had to let go sometimes to fail. And sometimes I had to not go anywhere so I could grow and I get the water, the nutrition, and the sunlight that I needed to become the man that I am today. And like I said, I wouldn't have it any other way. So I'm still using those techniques and how I got to this point. I'm waiting, letting the environment and the Lord to tell me what to do next, where to go next. Don't worry about it. I'm very at peace. I have a peace of mind. I'm safe. I'm healthy. And I'm around loving people. And that's all I've ever wanted. Because I was not chasing money. I refused to. Chasing money leads to chasing your tail. And I ain't chasing my tail. As I'm going through the process, as I'm trying to find the path and the right path for me, or stay on the path, like I said, it has twists and turns. And I don't know really where I'm going. But I know how it feels. And if I stay off, get off the path because people are persuading me or people trying to me to do this, I'd always just go back to the path because I find what feels comfortable for me and find out where I belong and what I'm doing because I want to be the best version of myself. I want to be myself no matter how much it is. I want to love and care for myself the best way that I can. And I want to support other people that are like that and ensure their safety. And so I just let go. And I don't have control over it, but I do have control over my actions, who I am, what I do, how I treat people. And that continues to pave my path in front of me. And that's going to pave the path for Ash Friendly. Be the best version you can. Are we going to make mistakes? You're damn right we are. Are we going to get things right? Yes, we are. Are we going to quit, give up? Nope. Because if I quit and give up, that means evil wins. And I can't let evil win. Well, folks, I want to thank you for listening to another episode of Ash Friendly. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you could love yourself, love the people around you and the environment a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you for listening to Ash Friendly. And remember, together, we are Ash Friendly.